The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.
Hello and welcome to the Wrestling to the Max WWE 205 live review for May 30th, 2017. I'm your host, Sean Garman. Here with me is Mr. Paul Leeser.
Heyo.
Well, this is the Go Home 205 live for Extreme Rules that happens on Sunday, so you knew that there was going to be things happening as far as the big submission match that happens on that show, and then something that they made on Raw, the Sasha Banks and Rich Swann against Alicia Fox and Noam Dar, and hyped up for this show was that Sasha Banks was making her 205 live debut to accompany Rich Swann in a rematch of Raw. This match got a lot more time, obviously, than the one on Raw did, so that's a net positive, but I feel like we've seen these guys wrestle quite a bit, and considering they had the tag match on Sunday coming up, I don't know that we needed to see them again, but it kind of helped add a little bit more to the Alicia Fox and Sasha stuff, and it's whatever, I guess, but I don't know, I'm just not a big fan of seeing Sasha do this catty, old WWE, like, old-school women's stuff when, you know, they didn't wrestle much.
I had a real problem with the opening talking, because it felt kind of racist. Like, they're two African-American heritage women in Atlanta, which, you know, is predominantly African-American, and this seemed like a way to try to appeal to them in the most racist way possible.
Yeah, let's talk about your bootleg weave. It's like, oh, come on.
Bootleg weaves and tracks showing and, oh, just none of that. Nah. And I thought that was awful. And then the match was average at best. I don't know if it added anything at all, but It at least heats up in the idea that the mixed tag, and it's sort of whatever, but, you know, at least the Cruiserweights are getting another spot on a pay-per-view. At least there's that, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you had Sasha going after Alicia's weave in the Raw, too, so, you know.
Corey Graves whatever. Actually got to use the term snatcher bald. Oh, this is a step back, WWE. This is not good.
Nah, no. It wasn't, but hey, what can you expect? And then Cedric Alexander just buries the whole thing. Mm-hmm. With his, I did not come here to rehash old relationships. I came here to get things done, and he does that, beating Corey Hollis in a squash that doesn't go more than 3 minutes. I'm totally fine with this. You need to get Cedric Alexander back in, and while he doesn't have a feud going, mm-hmm. have him do something like this.
A little less brutal than the squash we got last week, but still just as entertaining. The lumbar check is an especially brutal finisher, and just that spinning elbow he did last week, I need more of that. Like, that just was evil.
Yeah, I totally agree. Yeah, that we need more just nasty stuff from Cedric, mm-hmm. Getting in your face a little bit here. But look, until they find something for him to do, nice that we got to go back to a little bit of the old, and now we get the new Cedric. So mm-hmm. cool with that, and we finally get a match here between Gulak and Mustafa Ali to keep this going, with, of course, Gulak wanting the no-fly zone. in 205. I like the story here of Gulak just trying to make sure that he keeps Mustafa Ali down, because obviously, you know, he wants to show that you don't have to win with some ridiculous flying stuff. And what a way to win, too. Just rolling through a crossbody.
I really enjoyed this match just because it kept to the story these guys have been trying to tell. And I think this is where Drew Gulak really excels as far as a lot of the other cruiserweights here go. Not that they're not all really good storytellers. So I just think Drew has a mind for it. And him and Ali, I think, worked really well with that, with Gulak really working to frustrate Ali. And when Ali finally gets to do his stuff, he does it one time too many, and it costs him another victory. And it just it works so well in the context of the story. So props to these guys here for turning the show around a little bit for me.
Yeah, I agree. After the opening stuff, you really needed something that totally focuses on the 205 Live aspect here, and a storyline that they've done really well with, I feel like. And so, you know, this wasn't anything you really need to go out of your way to see, but still, it's the story was told and you continue it on, and I guess let's see what happens after this. I'm still wondering if we're gonna bring someone in to join Gulak on his crusade, or is it gonna be a one-man thing, you know?
Yeah, and like I said, if this turns into a whole stable warfare thing, I think that would be great for 205 Live, just because, you know, multi-man matches are awesome with cruiserweights, and it gives everybody a chance to show what they can do. And if this feud starts catching on, you can really get a lot of people over very quickly. And that's sort of what you need right now for 205, for sure.
Yeah, have a way to bring Grand Metalik back from being on main event.
Absolutely.
Constantly. That would be great. Maybe you bring Kalisto in, finally. That would be good for him, too. Just bring all the, you know, just Kalisto, Grand Metalik, and, oh, damn it. Why can't I
Lindsay?
Think of his name? Yeah, Lindsay. Just, here's your six-man trios going on.
I'd be totally down for that. Yeah, for sure.
Do it, though, to be, book it.
Book it,
so,
yeah.
I feel like that booking.com commercial now. So the main event was billed to this, you know, submission match that I think a lot of people are excited about. I know both of us are, because you know these guys are going to put on a show. At least you hope they do. And with the small amount of matches that they got booked for Extreme Rules right now, you'd imagine that that's what's going to happen. Austin Aries kind of, he talks about his book. He talks about, that he tapped out Neville on Raw, and that the crowd really got into the "you tapped out" chant, especially once Neville, came out. He points out that he's made Neville tap out before, but, you know, nobody was paying attention. The ref wasn't paying attention. And, you know, Neville gets mad. Eventually, this leads to TJP attacking him and everything else, and I guess this is the just desserts for yesterday, you know, from the day before, and to kind of show that old Neville can also put in the submission.
Yeah, I mean, this is some 50-50 booking at its finest, but I thought both the promos were good. The crowd was really invested in this, which I thought was really nice. Because you don't always get that on 205 Live. But these are your two most over guys in this 205 Live roster. It makes sense. I'm really looking forward to this match. And like you said, with a small card, these guys could easily get 20 minutes and put on something to wow you, hopefully. So please, dear God, WWE, let these guys go out there and win some people over.
They have done that every time they've had a match together. So I think we shouldn't expect anything less. Every time you go, oh, I wonder if they're going to give enough time, they do, and they go out and totally impress. And I'm excited for that. I feel like, where was Jack Gallagher here? They could have had a, you know, Did he get beat up in the back or anything? I mean, we don't know.
Yeah, coming up short on the promise, but as much as he's been getting his tail kicked, maybe he just wanted to skip out for a night.
Yeah, maybe. That's always, you know, he found something better to do. Him and William III need to go catch some, I don't know, some rain or...
Go watch Mary Poppins.
Yep, exactly. He needed to go watch that. I'm sure there's some theater somewhere that's showing that. Who knows? But, yeah, that's 205. Sometimes, you know, there isn't a huge amount of conversation here with 205 Live. It's just a show.
Yeah.
It's
a very straightforward show most of the time, too. It's not like... every week we don't always get a Kendrick and Tozawa awesome main event fest to talk about on end forever.
Yeah, this really did feel like, all right, we're doing stuff, and then the deal at the end is what matters. That's what you need to pay attention to. And there you go. And then let's go to Sunday where they're gonna have that match. That's kind of what I felt like watching this. But hey, that's okay too. Not every show is going to be a winner. NXT has that problem too, where they just have these straightforward shows sometimes, and there you go. You know, not much to say about it. But yeah, that's going to do it for us talking 205. Hopefully the match on Sunday is great. Hopefully the tag match with the ladies and Swan and Dar has some substance there. And, yeah, I mean, even that's probably going to get some time unless they add a match, which perhaps they, you know, big cast against somebody, but who knows? We'll see. They like to add things there at the last minute sometimes when they figure out that, oh, man, we might need to kill some more time, or maybe they just end the show early. But, all right, until next week where we talk more 205 Live, you know, make sure you check out all the other review shows we've done already, and that W2M episode 249 part 1 talking more Super Juniors as it almost is close to wrapping up, and more news going on ROH and more. So until next week, everyone, see you later.
Have a good one, guys.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.